This podcast is a production of America Matters Media. Explore more episodes of this show and other great shows on the America Matters Media Podcast Network by visiting americamatters.us. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review at your favorite place to download podcasts. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of the company or its advertisers, although we think they should. But that's the opinion of America Matters Media.
Welcome to The Ron Edwards Show. Informative interviews, stimulating conversations, controversy. Prepare yourself. Here's Ron Edwards.
And it is I, your radio refreshment. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, and welcome to this edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show. And I thank you so much for joining me at this time and those who will be coming along as we proceed. You know, the audience builds up through the hour, and we just want you to sit tight. We've got a great show lined up for you at 844-790-TALK. That's 844-790-8255. You too can pop in and join the conversation, which is a good one, as usual on this great show, which emanates from our flagship station. That's KCKQ 1180 in beautiful Reno, Nevada. And we're also heard on several stations throughout the weekend and rebroadcast. So if it pops up in your neck of the woods, enjoy, my friends. Re-enjoy. So also, we are heard worldwide via americamatters.us. And on Facebook, America Matters Media page, check us out over there. And also after the show, you can check out my podcast if you want to review a few things or pass it along, tell folks about it. You can go to the America Matters site and America Matters Media and go over there and check them out, americamatters.us. And you'll see podcasts, scroll down, you'll find mine. And of course, you can check it out anytime you get ready. And we're continuing to blow away the myths and reveal the truths. Weekday mornings throughout America via the Edwards Notebook commentary, which is also heard on our flagship station, KCKQ, twice every morning at 6:30 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. That's Pacific time. And, of course, you can find out more times and all more other information about yours truly and other great stuff throughout our beautiful republic. And you can go to my website. That is theronedwards.com. Theronedwards.com. It'll take you right there. And you can check out some of my columns as well. And also, if you want to read a lot of my columns, they're archived every week. Simply go to America Out Loud or newswithviews.com. And so you can go there as well. Well, Corona, it continues to plague our nation. Big deal. It'll be over soon, folks. You know, it's bad. It's a bad situation. We cannot make light of it, although I just did, because I know it's going to be over and we're going to be moving ahead of this stuff. So, you know, all over the world, because and I love it. I love the president we have. This guy has stones 90% of the time. And I loved it the other day when he was saying where it originated from. China. That's where it came from, folks. The people that eat bats and other creepy, crawly things that should not be touched by human beings, let alone eaten. They kill dogs and eat them. I saw a video today. They had a bunch of dogs in little bitty cages. Some were half dead, some were dead, lying around, and they grabbed the bodies, and even when they're alive, and they burn the hair off, and they just cook them just straight out like that. These people are very cruel in China. And I've always had a sort of a check when it comes to China ever since I was a little boy. I was a little boy, and I said, boy, I don't know. I don't know about those folks over there. They have good martial arts, but we like Bruce Lee and all of that, but other than that, and Jackie Chan, but other than that, man, it's kind of bad news. They have great potential. Obviously, they're smart people. They have big, beautiful cities and all of that. The ones that were under freedom were able to produce Hong Kong, a great economic center of the world. But the Red Chinese have taken that over and are abusing their rights as well. And the coronavirus was allowed to fester, and they did not tell the world in the beginning. In the beginning of Corona, which it could have been just done away with. Our experts could have gone over there, or Israeli experts, or the both could have gone over there and shot that thing down easily. But no, the prideful Chinese, they wanted to save face. So they tried to ruin the world. And now they're going around the world telling the idiots who would believe such a lie that our military started it. Well, I'm sorry, folks, but our military was not in Wuhan. Wasn't there. So it is physically impossible for our military to have started it. We wouldn't have tried to do such a thing anyway. It's bad enough that we, the people, have to put up with enforced inconveniences designed to protect us. Mm-hmm. But some government officials are using the coronavirus to literally trample upon our unalienable rights. Yep. One such official is Mayor Deborah Finan of Champaign, Illinois. She signed an executive order giving her the authority to ban the sale of guns and alcohol. Now, somebody, please, please tell me, what in the world, or Sam Hill, does the coronavirus have to do with guns and alcohol? Tell me. Allegedly to address the coronavirus. The Democrat mayor signed the executive order recently declaring a state of emergency in that city. The gun and alcohol ban, which falls under the municipal code, gives the mayor extraordinary powers to enact over a short period of time. The ban can also be utilized to forbid the sale of gasoline. Imposing food rationing and placing price controls. Now, we don't have a food shortage, but she's thinking about rationing food and forcing that on the people. I'm telling you, Democrats are a pain in the backside, and they want to make life hard. All of their solutions to problems bring about more problems or exacerbate the problems they say they're trying to alleviate. I have never, ever, since slavery, if you check out the history, seen the Democrats come up with a solution that was beneficial to people over a long period of time. And now, in a short period of time, they've never done it. I guess the only time was when FDR went after Japan and John Kennedy went after the Federal Reserve. And you saw what they did to him for that. Man, oh man alive. Kaboom. So my friends, my fellow Americans, we continue to deal with this situation and have to deal with the bull capital S with a hit. Did you all check out the press conference today? I loved how the president pointed out those scandalous so-called journalists. Anyway, I'm Ron Edwards, and we will be right back.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience? It doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely. And you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. And I thank you for joining me this day. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall be glad in it. I want to give a quick shout out to my favorite Americans. They are the Zechariah 2-5 family members. All of you all, thank you for what you do on behalf of our great republic Monday through Friday. And for more details, if you want to join in the effort to save our republic, simply go to comeministry.org. That is comeministry.org. C-O-M-E ministry.org. And you too can join the fighting army that is helping to save our great republic. Well, thank you so much for joining me on today's edition of the Ron Edwards Experience. Our guest may be experiencing technical difficulties. Things are a little bit topsy-turvy in parts of our republic this day, but we'll get through this, you and I together, and we can really get together at 844-790-8255. But if not, you can sit back and learn, because I know there's a lot of you out there. And you know something? Interpol has arrested 121 criminals in 90 countries that have been cashing in on coronavirus. And that's what should be happening, even during such a crisis as this. Now, contrast that with the city of Philadelphia, or as some used to call it a few decades ago, Filthy-delphia. And right now, politically, it is Filthy-delphia. Well, that city is letting criminals out of jail. And guess what else they're doing? They are not going to be rounding people up who loot stores. So they're saying, hey, criminals, hey, guess what? You can go about like roaming dogs and loot stores and harm people and their property, and we're not going to do a darn thing. Okay. See, this is why, yet another reason. One day I'm going to give you the entire list of reasons why I believe and know that liberals, leftists, Democrats should not be in any positions of authority. Not even in the pulpit. Nowhere. They don't deserve it. They don't. For our own good, we have to get these leftists out of American political positions. These deciders have come to the conclusion, and these are the same people who will be running around calling people racists if they said, if people turn, if it turns out when this is all over, more people move out of Philadelphia in droves into Cherry Hill. And I know where Cherry Hill is. That's a beautiful neck of the woods there. And to get away, because thugs are in the habit of criminalizing legal businesses because they feel like, you know, making criminals privileged characters. This is some wicked mess. And the thinking processes of these same people who run around here hollering racism at every, you know, they find racist under every rock, behind every doorknob. If you pick up something, oh, there's another one under that. And do you want to be around them? I don't want to be around them. And please, my fellow Americans, don't be afraid to speak out, because we're going to be getting over this stuff. But we've got to really fight against the evil in this country. I mean, that's the next big battle. That's the next one. A lot of people need to be arrested. And I'm not talking about just on the street cretins either. I'm talking about in government. They need to be rounded up like the cattle, the evil cattle that they are, and they need punishing. You know, the coronavirus impact on higher education. You know, they're thinking about bailing out these universities and colleges. I've got to ask you, my fellow Americans, why? Why? Now, if there's any entity in this country that I would like to see die on the vine, it is these many, not all, but many of these so-called leading universities and colleges. I think you know why. They are the ones who are churning out the type of people who would assume office in places like Philadelphia and think it's right to let criminals out of prison and then tell the thugs, hey, we will not arrest you if you decide to loot a store, a mom and pop store. These people have worked, and see, small businesses like that, those people work. Okay? So, yeah, we've got our work cut. The coronavirus situation, that is easy compared to what we need to do to scrub this nation clean. We got to do it, folks. We got to do it. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, seriously, we've got to do something about this. And we have to do something about China. The global health chief is a Chinese butt kisser. If you want me to be polite, he's a puppet. Even amid the coronavirus disaster, he's helping the Chinese disinformation campaign, not only against the United States, but even about the origins of the dreaded disease. Now, how are we going to overcome this thing as rapidly as possible if dealing with it is based upon lies and the continuation of lies? This is one of the reasons why I have said since high school, and that is literally true, that the United States ought to take a big ad out in the New York Times and every other major publication, internet, paper, whatever, and take out a full-page ad, a two-sided full-page ad with a big backside on it and tell the world to kiss it, because we have continued to go against what the founding fathers warned us about, getting involved in these entangled positions with these countries, and look where it's gotten us.
Hey, Ron, if I may interject, our guest John has joined us now.
Excellent. Get excellent news for you folks. My guest, my special guest, has arrived. Dun, da, 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 da. Ladies and gentlemen, my special guest is John B. Wells. He is a great talk show host. He's one of the best. And in fact, you can hear him across our wonderful fruited plain on many stations. And I think they're going to be getting more stations online in the not too distant future. Without any further ado, my friends, be introduced to John B. Wells, extraordinary talk show host. Welcome, John, to the show, and thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with me today.
Well, it's a pleasure, Ron. Thanks for it. Wow, what an amazing... I feel like Moses coming down from the mountain in those that 14th century art with the great big head.
Moses coming down. Yeah. Well, you've got the voice of, I won't say of God, but pretty close there, sir. And, you do a great job. Have a fantastic show. Before we get out of here, you're going to tell folks where they can find your show and all of that. But I was just talking about these Neanderthals, these knuckle-dragging lawmakers in Philadelphia that have told criminals, it's okay if you loot stores and you will not be arrested. This kind of stuff only exacerbates this problem, by the way, which should be able to be gotten rid of in short order. What say you?
Oh, I'm afraid, Ron, that's going to be kind of a large answer, but I'll try to keep it as concise as possible. We've always had stupid people in government at all levels. Stupid people do exist, and I think it's time that we recognize this. Now, charity is supposed to come through what? The church. That's where charity is supposed to go through. But now there are all the everything is free, and it's all a big government organization. Now, presidential would be presidential candidates. The ones on the left are not going to cut it, no matter what happens. But now they're pushing that free thing because they think the free sounds great. What's happened is that we've got a couple of if a generation is really every 25 years, mm-hmm. we have two generations of people who have stage one and stage two, then that would be the youngest ones, of this indoctrination that really encourages not just eccentric thinking, but really more like asymmetrical thinking that when applied to the human condition simply does not work. So for us to reach a point where we have so much empathy for the criminal, because, you know, they're just so put upon. They just haven't had enough opportunity, right?
Well, they were the wrong color.
you know what we've done? This is the easiest way to explain it. You know, in every classroom, particularly in middle school, didn't you find one moron that was always yes. cutting up, always making Fs, never on time, but the teachers never were very hard on that person. They just kind of understood this person will be dead or in jail or gone somewhere. They're not going to be participating very much in our society, in our civilization. And they just conjoled and coddled and let them get away with things that none of us other ones could ever get away with.
And John, and you know something, John, that used to burn me up because my teachers would get on me. I mean, they were hard on me. Even if if I got a B, they said I was slacking off. And yeah. they were just on me like white on rice. Or should I say white? I'm sorry. But you know what I mean.
And well, you could say rice. Well, you could say rice on black beans and be perfectly politically correct.
And so, it used to burn my butt because there was that idiot. There was that moron. I don't know how in high school. I don't know how that moron got in that school, but there was one there, and they were allowed to kind of slide. And those of us who were known to have decent grades, and they knew we had a decent parents and all that stuff, at least when it came to education. Man, they were on us like they were our slave masters. Well, it's for your own good, and we know that you're going to be successful, and we don't want you to be blah, blah, blah.
Oh, sure.
We know you're not working up to your potential.
Well, you know, we had an idiot that wanted to close the patent office, but I think it was back in the 20s because he claimed everything had been invented. Okay, so you're going to get somebody like that every once in a while.
I remember that.
But Ron, here's the thing. This young man, when I was in the ninth grade, this man would turn 20 that year. Okay. So what? But what I'm getting at is the system held him back. The system held him back. But they're not holding them back anymore. So now you have people who are graduating university, graduating high school, and then graduating university, and they don't really know anything because they've just been kicked upstairs. So you're looking at Peter Principal on a spectacular level. For some moron to come out there who's in charge of the well-being of people.
Hey, John, we got to hold it right there. We're up on a hard break. You're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience, folks, and our fantastic guest. He's going to be back for another segment. And keep there, right there. I know there's a lot of you who are enjoying this. You're telling me this in the chat line and all of that. But we'll be right back. I'm Ron Edwards.
Perhaps the language most Americans speak will become our official language after all. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, we the people of America and throughout the world continue to grapple with the coronavirus epidemic, but we must not lose focus on other important issues affecting our nation. One of the great blessings is our unique American culture of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and our shared unity as sovereign citizens around common traditions and beliefs. To help maintain our national cohesion, Americans must establish English as our official language. Representative Barry Loudermilk of Georgia is the latest co-sponsor of the English Unity Act, also known as H.R. 997, and if passed, establishes a uniform language requirement for the citizen naturalization process. The passage of H.R. 997 and companion bill 687 in the 116th Congress will save American taxpayers billions and billions of dollars in current wasteful government-mandated translation and interpretation costs, and would encourage cultural and linguistic assimilation by new arrivals to our republic. I encourage you to contact your representatives and encourage them to do their jobs to govern on behalf of our republic. Or
turn to the dark side.
I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
We the People and Ron Edwards, an unbeatable combination. Express your views at 844-790-TALK. That's 844-790-8255.
Continuing to blow away the myths and reveal the truth, you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience, and we've got a special guest. His name is John B. Wells, a talk show host extraordinaire. And before we go any further, John, again, thanks for being with us, and tell folks where they can find your show, which is a great one. It's one of the great shows, and tell us where we can find it and what
time. Well, if you don't mind my just giving a very brief background for people who don't know, I'm the fellow that was sitting in the chair at Coast to Coast AM on Saturday nights for a couple of years, 2012 and 2013, and got a really huge share. So when I started talking about global communism and things like that and its resurgence, I formed Caravan to Midnight, which is a Tuesday through Friday member access TV show delivered over the net. And then on Saturday night, we do the fifth element, I like to call it. I call the program itself Arc Midnight, because I started this whole mothership thing. I just popped off once, and it went viral, so I stuck with it. So when the mothership that was Coast to Coast AM for me, it's still out there, but I got myself a new mothership, and it's called Arc Midnight, kind of reminiscent of the old Ark Royal, that aircraft carrier the Brits lost in World War II, although ours is still flying. And it's 9 to midnight central, and you can go to Arc Midnight, Arc with a K, midnight.com, and you can see all the stations and streams that are there. You know, I'm about to do the news segment for tonight's program, Caravan to Midnight, which can be found at caravantomidnight.com. And I wanted to just drop a couple of things that your audience will hear them before my audience does, because it's a recorded program, obviously. And one of them is that I got a contact from the northwestern part of the United States that a certain dentist had been contacted by the authorities and instructed to bring all personal protective gear to the county courthouse and leave it there, and that practice is closed. Number two, going up on this thing, I think it's called SkyWave, where the kids check in to see how their grades are holding up.
Yeah,
they're all zeroed out. The kids have lost an entire semester of school in this particular part of the world. The schools are closed here. Government offices are closing everywhere. California has decided to take matters into its own hand. United and Delta, I believe it is, are parking aircraft out of Pinal You know that aircraft boneyard with all those cool old airplanes? They just put them out there in the desert?
Yes.
Well, they're parking brand new commercial aircraft out there now. I mean, this is happening. And when you and I were off air just a minute ago, you mentioned that Nikki Haley has quit the board of Boeing. Now, I think people need to understand something. I just spotted this article from just seconds ago from dailymail.co.uk saying that China is saying there have been no new cases reported. Now, you hear something like that coming out of communist China, and you got to wonder, okay, is there even a smidgen of truth in this? I believe, Ron, that we are on a war footing right now, and it hasn't been made public because it'll spook the public. But I would remind people, this is not the time to get scared, fearful, neurotic, desperate, or crazy. This is the time for calm. This is the time to stay loose. Little boys, when they fight each other, cannot harm each other very much because they're both real tight and they're just swinging away, but they're not really hurting each other because each of them are so tight. But you run up against some 17-year-old Mexican kid who comes from the barrio, and you'll see he's holding his hands real loose, and he's as fast as lightning. Because in that part, in that culture, it is a laid-back culture. And the only time that it's not laid back is usually when some explosive violence occurs. Otherwise, you know, Hispanics are all kinds of laid back. I know this. I've been in their communities. I have many friends in that community, in that group, of that race, however you want to put it. I'm not going to tiptoe around any of this stuff anymore. That's what one of the reasons we've gotten to the point where we are. May I just also suggest to your listeners, take this opportunity, now that your kids are out of school, to pull them the H out of public school. And to connect to that thought you allowed me to express earlier, the reason that you've got an idiot up there telling the criminals it's okay to loot a little bit, just like that moron in Baltimore, or was it Cincinnati?
Philadelphia.
Who said it? Well, if they need places to destroy, then we've made accommodations for them to destroy stuff they need to. No, this is the result of people who were the victims of a failed education system now being kicked upstairs to the point of responsibility in government, local, state, and national. You actually have these things which actually exist running your lives, and that thing is stupid people. The dangerous part is they don't know they're stupid. They don't know they're making wrong decisions. Or they're being told to make decisions that are patently stupid, and they execute their orders. The reason, for example, just a lateral over here, that the Democrats look so scared to death. By the way, folks, I'm jacked up now. I'm usually way more laid back, but Ron's got me excited here. The reason that these Democrats are running around as scared as they appear to be, if you look closely, you will see fear in their faces.
Mm-hmm.
They're not afraid of us. They're not afraid of the Republicans. They're afraid of their handlers. We are at war with China. Whenever a nation makes war on another nation, what are they really destroying by way of invasion? Well, they're destroying their wealth. And what is their chief wealth? Their people. Because the physical property, all you have to do is just move in with your own people, and it's a done deal. In every war, we send our best equipment, our brightest, our best-looking, everything, the best we've got, the best uniforms, the best aircraft, the best. It's all military. That's why people want military rifles, because they're built the best, you know, unless you buy something super expensive and it's a bolt gun or something. So I think this may be an opportunity for a return to some actual rational thinking. You cannot use logic that we're accustomed to using when you're confronted with not just a chess game here, Ron, but a three-dimensional chess game with an algorithm laid over it, meaning a predictive observation of what will occur over time. That's what we have here. We have three-dimensional chess with an algorithm laid over the top of it, and they know exactly where that algorithm's going to take us. My feeling, John, is that it's time to take these guys down while we still got the muscle, Ron.
Yeah, and I've been saying that for a while. And here's the thing, too, John. You have to look at the root of all of this. I have said since high school, literally, that we should have never, ever, ever developed close relationships economically with China and other nations of that ilk. The founding fathers warned us, do not get into these entanglements with these foreign nations. It will be to your downfall if you don't get out of them, if you do get entangled with them. And here we are with China. We should have allowed them to go ahead and exist as they did and allow ourselves to prosper as we have done as a nation, and not worry about whether they have as much food as we do, not worry about trying to make nice with them. Oh, if they prosper, then they'll be like us. That's bull capital S with a hit. They have a yeah. different philosophy and a different way of life and a different way of wanting to do things. They want to screw people over.
Oh, absolutely, positively. And, well, you know, they hung the opening the door to China on Nixon. But what I hear through the research that we do on Caravan to Midnight is that Nixon didn't want to do it at all. And that's why he wasn't in there very long. He was allowed to resign. He also gave over the election in 60 to Kennedy because it had been rigged by Daley and others back in those days. He didn't want to contest the election in the interest of the country. But when the Olympics occurred over there in 08 or 09, whichever it was, that was Mao's picture up there, a big giant picture of Mao Zedong that everybody is walking under as they go into the Colosseum, wasn't it? So what is it that these people out in the world who are supposed to be so bloody smart, why are they missing the part about dealing with a hardcore communist government of the Asian variety, which means it's even more brutal than the old Soviet style in what's now the Russian Federation? I mean, they do organ harvesting with the. I mean, they'll get an order for a liver, and they'll go in there to a hospital, and they'll just pull the clothes off that person, remove the liver while they're still alive. And people don't believe this, but it's true.
Oh, it happens all the time.
Hey, John,
we're up against the heartbreak again. I want to thank you so much for joining me, and we've got to have you back real soon because you're a walking encyclopedia of information, stuff that needs to get out there. And I want you to promise in front of my audience that you'll be back, and I'll be inviting you soon. And
I appreciate it very much, Ron. You know, they say the more you know, the harder it is to socialize. Thanks for letting me socialize with you and your audience, man.
thank you so much, and we'll have you back real soon.
All right. God bless you all.
God bless you. You're listening to the Ron Edwards Experience. I'm Ron Edwards, and we'll be right back.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is Diamond and Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you touch that dial.
You better not.
You better come back.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience? It doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely. You are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience, and thank you again for joining us. And thanks again to our special guest today, John B. Wells, talk show host extraordinaire. And by the way, the Edwards Notebook is going to be airing regularly on his show, his weekend show. And we're going to be doing some things together as well. Anyway, thank you very much again for joining us. You know, the United States has imposed sanctions on the United Arab Emirates-based companies, accusing them of having collectively purchased in 2019 hundreds of thousands of metric tons of petroleum products from, guess who? Iran. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement, the blacklisted companies, Petrograd, FZE, International DMCC, Swissol Trade, Athwa, General Trading, LLC, and, you know, they purchased the petroleum products in 2019 from the National Iranian Oil Company for delivery to the United Arab Emirates. Now, they're supposed to be kind of like our friends, right? I mean, Americans go over there all the time, spend their money like nothing, and help fuel their economy to build those giant buildings over there and the artificial islands. You know the drill. And in 2019, those five companies collectively purchased hundreds of thousands of metric tons of petroleum products from the National Iranian Oil Company. I find this very humorous. Also, you can because, you know, we have these friendship agreements with the Emirates. We have friendship agreements with the Saudis. And the Saudis haven't actually been as faithful as friends either.
And you have to wonder, when is America going to grow up? When is she going to stop? She's the greatest nation in the history of the world, so don't get mad at me for what I'm going to say. But when is she going to stop being so darn stupid? So stupid that she continues to deal with these countries. Saudis have murdered Americans after we trained them. Then we stopped for a couple of months. Now we're back to training Saudi Muslims. And you know, this is something that should stop. We should stop dealing with these nations. We make enough oil for ourselves. Stop trying to export it all. And what has happened? Russia and Saudi Arabia, pretending to have a feud, are both glutting the oil market. Why? Because they are trying to cripple our shale oil industry. That's what's going on between those two. And I'm sorry. When it comes to nations, we are not obligated to be nice to enemies. We are not obligated to get Kool-Aid and pour it and have a drink with these nations that are out to destroy us. And listen, if you understand the philosophy of an Islamist, you cannot be a true Muslim and be a true friend of a nation like the United States of America. You can't do it. It's not allowed in their Quran. You know why I know? Because I had the displeasure of reading the thing. Ugh. But I had to in order to know what I know. I couldn't just go around disliking a certain group of people because of their actions and everything like that. I had to know the root of it. Why? And when I found out that Thomas Jefferson read the Quran for the very same reasons, I said, oh, okay, if he did it, I'll do it. And you only do it once, folks. You don't go back to it and all of that stuff. You don't want this to rub off on you. But here's the thing. We cannot trust them. They are programmed to lie to us, to fool us. The Saudis, they pretend to like us. Remember when they had that big celebration when Trump went over there? That was all bold capital S with a hit. And I understand that Trump, you know, you got to say certain things publicly. Oh, we get along well. They're our friends now. Hickety and all of that. It's, you know, we got to do that. I understand that. My wife reminds me when I see Trump say, yeah, the president of China, Xi and myself, we're good friends and we get along just great. And it just grates me. And she reminds me, well, you got to say those kinds of things. I'm like, yeah, okay. And I hold my nose when Trump says those things, and I just, you know, grin and bear it. But in reality, those are our enemies. And they are literally trying to undermine the United States of America because they know that we've kind of fallen morally and all of that, and we're in a position where potentially they think, they've got us. We've got America now. They're not where they should be. They know that we're not where we should be. They know that. And they're trying to hurt us so that we won't get back on the right track. But guess what, my friends? When our stupid, asinine politicians in this country decided, well, we're going to help China and shut down our economy, guess what's happening? For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And what's happening, many families in America are being reestablished. They're getting closer to their children again. Children are praying with their parents. Children are learning about good things about this country from their parents. I used to do it with my son. He'd come home from school. I would deprogram him, make him do a book report. Write it out. Oh, yeah, write it out, buddy. And so, therefore, guess what? My son's doing very well. Yes, in economics. So, you know, it's all in what we do with our children. If we want a stupid jackass nation or a nation of donkeys, you know, go ahead. Let the school systems take care of them. And then you have a bunch of donkeys, and then you have a jacked up nation. So what we have to do as a people, my friends,
This is something, it is a difficult situation, but it is not something that we can't overcome. You ever been in a fight? Have you? Some of us, raise your hands if you have, okay? Some fights are pretty tough, but you're in the fight, meaning that you, if you know what you're doing, you're going to win. 9 times out of 10, you're going to win. So you take care of the enemy, bam, bam, bam. This is what we have to do. We have to solidify on good principles and not be afraid sometimes, you know, to do what we have to do to get us back on track as a wonderful republic. Reinstate the Constitution as our bellwether. Reinstate the Bill of Rights. And I say, enforce the reading of the Federalist Papers, or at least some of them, by our children and our children's children. We got to do it, folks. This is the time to do it. They're not in school. You can deprogram your children. You can have a bigger impact on the positive direction of this nation than anyone in Washington, D.C., including our great president. This is a nation of the people, by the people, and for the people. Let us, the people, act like it. While you have the majority of time with your children, take advantage of it. Introduce them to Christ. Introduce them to real truths. Introduce them to the concept of right and wrong and the way that they should go. Educate them about the good of this country and how wonderful things can be if America gets to her rightful place and lives out her purpose. There's a good side to this. They think, oh, it's all jacked up because they've stopped the economy. The more we do that and we grow closer to God, grow closer to each other, look, we're going to come out of this much stronger, much quicker, because it's about we the people. Not the knuckleheads in Washington, the Pimple Palace in Washington, D.C. Okay? Okay, boys and girls, this is what we have to do. It's that simple. It's difficult, but it's simple. Yes, in the beginning, you'll get some blowback from the teenagers, but that's okay. They're teenagers. What do you expect, huh? So, but you have to be the parents. If you love your nation, if you love your children, really step up to the plate now. Man, when they see that things turn around like that in our homes, they will be so quick to turn to open schools back up and get the economy going and get us back on track in that regard. Oh my gosh. So this is the time, my friends. Do what you have to do with your children. A nation is as strong as its families, and this is the time that our families can be reignited, reunited like never before. It's about we the people, my friends, under God, with liberty and justice for all. Well, you have the liberty to do the right thing at this time. Do it while we can. I thank you for joining me on this edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience. Thank you, John B. Wells, talk show host extraordinaire, for joining me this day. And most of all, my friends, I thank you again for joining me on the Ron Edwards American Experience. Check out the Edwards Notebook throughout America during the week. My columns on my... And anyway, I gotta go. Bye now.